And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and good morning, Luke Hines. Lovely to see you.
Good morning, Jo. Amazing. How exciting, though. We've got some exciting news today.
Oh, well, Daryl Quigley is off having a beautiful holiday, well-deserved break. So it is great to welcome in his stead pharmacist Leah Bartolotta. Hello, Leah.
Hi, guys.
Good
How are
morning.
You? Thanks so much for
welcome.
Having me. Oh, thank you.
Oh, look, you are a very, very experienced pharmacist, so you are here to answer everyone's questions. 131-873 if you have any questions for your health. Leah is here. And most definitely a well-deserved replacement for Gerald.
Well, lovely to be
you,
here. You Thank you for having
me. You look in that
me.
Chair. You know the saying in showbiz, never take a day
well,
off.
Well, Gerald, watch out.
It's true. Now, I am still buzzing from the Matildas win last night.
And I'm sorry if my voice is a bit croaky just from yelling.
I said the same thing. I lost my voice completely after watching the match last night. Incredible.
It was just so exciting. And it's, you know, put sport on the map around the country, I think, again. We love our sport here in Australia. And you and I, Leah, have kids who play sport.
We do.
Right?
We do.
So with that comes the risk of concussion.
It's a big topic.
It's a really scary thing, you know. We're going to be talking about childhood concussion this morning. One in five children experience childhood concussion before the age of 10, and it's not always sport. Kids fall over.
Oh, yeah. Right. At school, absolutely.
And the more we get advancements in the medical world, the more we're seeing the repercussions of this, not just now, but down the track when we get older, what it can do to our brain health, brain function, everything.
Yeah, it's a really worrying thing we're seeing with former footballers who are now living with that aftermath of multiple concussions, which in former years, it would be like, you're all right, get back on the
come
field.
Come on, you'll be right, mate.
Yeah, but now we are taking it seriously. But I think as parents, sometimes you just don't know how to assess whether a child actually has hit the head seriously and what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to be speaking with Professor Vicky Anderson from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute to talk about some new diagnostic tools that have been developed to help parents recognise concussion and manage recovery in children and adolescents. Because, of course, kids don't necessarily know how to explain how they're feeling. So, yeah, it's really important to sort of have some tools.
Oh, well, and I'm a great uncle, so I'm going to take these on board, ready for when I'm babysitting, to keep an eye out on things.
Are you a great uncle, as in you're an excellent uncle, or are you a great uncle, as in you're the next generation?
Both.
As in you're
sure
an old
Joe Stanley, I'm not that old.
I just needed
I'm
to clarify
great,
that.
Great uncle.
Now, Heisey, I know that you've been mushroom foraging.
I did. Now, it was actually for our show on 7, The House of Wellness. I went with Gary Meehan and we went mushroom foraging, and it is so important. And we went with an expert who showed us the differences between something that is delicious and edible and something that could harm you for the rest of your life.
That's right. I mean, mushroom poisoning has been in the news lately, so I think it's an important opportunity to educate
you
ourselves.
You don't want to muck around with it.
You don't want to take that chance. Absolutely not.
No, you do not. So Grace Boxall, a mycologist from Melbourne University, will be joining us to talk all things mushroom, from how many species there are to how we can educate ourselves about those grown in the wild. Heinzie, you're going to tell us all about coughs and colds and how we can protect ourselves.
I feel like I'm the resident germaphobe that reacts if anyone's ever sick, so I've got all the info for you guys, all the tools.
Good to know. And as I said, we welcome your calls, 131 873, with any questions that you might have, whether it's what to eat, a supplement to take, how to move your body, any symptom that you might be experiencing. Leah is here, very, very experienced pharmacist.
Yeah,
call in, guys.
Out with that. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, new developments for childhood concussion.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get EcoStore at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have any questions for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But firstly, concussion in sport has made headlines recently, whether it's been about best practices to put in place to manage it or stories on the deteriorating health of past football players. So this morning, Professor Vicky Anderson from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute Institute is with us to help us out here. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Jo.
I was surprised to hear how common it is for our children to experience concussion. Can you explain that?
Well, you know, kids are pretty active. They get themselves into pickles and they fall off play equipment. They get injured when they're playing sport and they get injured when they're messing around. So, yeah, about by the time kids are 16, about one in five will have had a concussion.
It's interesting you say that, Vicky, because we, of course, know kids do love to knock about. But it's important we know the actual symptoms. What are they if a child is concussed? Run me through those so we know the difference.
Great question. So the first obvious symptom is that they've been hit on the head. That's always one that's important because you know, there are other reasons why kids might have the symptoms that I'm going to tell you about. So right at the time when the accident or the incident occurs, what you're looking for is what us clinicians called altered consciousness, so a bit confused and disoriented. You know, they might not know what they've been doing, or if they're playing footy, for example, they might not know which end their team is kicking to. There can be headaches, although they don't usually come on for a little bit of time afterwards. The most severe symptoms that we worry about are things like loss of consciousness or kind of seizure-like symptoms. They're the most severe kind of symptoms, and that's when we want to call an ambulance or get a child to the emergency department really quickly.
Hey, Vicky, maybe I'm a bit old school, but I've always looked at the pupils if one of them's bigger than the other. Is that still relevant?
Well, you know, that's really relevant for more severe injuries. But concussion is right on the mildest end of what we call traumatic brain injuries.
Yep.
And so if you saw any changes in the pupils, you would be definitely taking a child off to the hospital as quickly as you could. But that isn't something that we commonly see in a typical concussion.
And as a mum to three boys who all literally play sport, football, soccer, you name it, what should parents be doing to try to prevent concussion? And what were your findings for best recovery?
Okay, so I think prevention is the best form of medicine. And we see that particularly a lot of sporting codes these days have made significant changes. Obviously, they've made changes at the elite level, but they've also made changes at the junior level. So we do want kids to still be playing things like soccer and footy and basketball, but we want them to be playing it safely, and we want that young age bracket for there to be a focus on skill development. So we want young kids to be developing the skills to play safely so that when they do get older and their game is faster and people are involved are bigger, that they know how to protect themselves from injuries. So that's a really critical thing. And I suppose it's very hard to do anything other than, you know, what I'm sure all parents do. You know, you watch your child when they're on the play equipment, make sure they're not going to fall off, make sure they're not doing something crazy. But you know, really building those skills is the most important thing.
Do you know, my daughter plays footy, which I love for her, but she is now in the older years and I do worry, but we've had a few head injuries and I put my hand up as the first aid officer for the team,
so
I'm in a perpetual state of terror about that, let me tell you. But is there any evidence to show that head, like helmets, are beneficial? Because I know there have been talk about making them compulsory. Do they actually prevent concussion?
It's a really tricky question, and it's a bit characteristic of the problems that we face in this area. So, you know, 10 years ago, concussions really didn't matter. And so we were still kind of behind the eight ball in developing our evidence to be able to answer those kinds of questions. But what I can tell you, we recently had a big international meeting in Amsterdam where we reviewed all of the current literature and looked at what it could tell us. And basically, there's evidence for the use of helmets in some sports. So we know that if you don't wear a helmet when you're riding a bike, for example, then you're much more likely to get a significant concussion. We know that snow sports are risky, and it's good to wear a helmet with those. Obviously, cricket's another one. When you get to really fast sports like AFL and soccer, then it's really tricky because with kids, what we see is that there's, and I don't want to get too technical, but there's the ratio of head size to body size is very different to an adult. So kids have a bigger head compared to their body than adults do. So when you add weight by putting on headgear, then you increase the risk of neck injuries and spine injuries. So you have to think about that. The other element is that for some kids, when you put a helmet on, they think that they're invincible, and so then they forget all those rules they learned about safety. I don't want to say never use a helmet, but it's not the solution, because when you put on that helmet, the force of the hit that you get has to go somewhere, and it still goes through the helmet to the head.
Vicky, what I love is that your new research has created some diagnostic tools to help parents, trainers, coaches and teachers to recognise concussion and manage recovery in children and adolescents. Is that right?
That's exactly right, yes. And actually, the app that we've built, HeadCheck, that puts all of that into an easily accessible form goes right from toddlerhood through the lifespan to adults. But yeah, so there's three key parts to looking after people who've had a concussion. One is on the sidelines, and so there's a tool called the Concussion Recognition Tool, where trainers, so you'd be pleased to know there are tools for trainers, can look at a series of symptoms, and based on that, they would decide what needs to happen to the child, whether they need to sit out the game, which is always a good thing if you even have an inkling that a child's had head injury. So our rule is, when in doubt, sit them out. And then after that, if they're sitting there and they're fine, then to take them for medical care, or if they're really unwell, take them to an emergency department. And it's probably surprising that still we understand that at least 50% of kids who have a concussion never present for any medical care.
That is concerning. I have to say, I use your app, actually. It is amazing. HeadCheck is the app, and I have found it to be so helpful as far as when kids, they can't describe necessarily their symptoms, but you can very quickly on the sidelines go through and say, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And it's such a fantastic diagnostic tool for me as someone who's just the first aid officer.
We were using it today, Vicky, and it is incredible.
Oh, I'm really pleased to hear that, because it really – so the reason we built it was because the guidelines that you've mentioned, I talked to you about, they're in scientific journals where they're not very helpful, really. So we decided we'd do something that's more accessible. And, look, I think I talked to lots of trainers and coaches, and – particularly with kids, and they find it really hard not to get the child off the ground, because they don't want to go off
the
ground.
That's true.
Parents don't want their kids to go off the ground either, and so sometimes they feel in a really difficult situation. So having something concrete like that says, this is what the guidelines say, and it's my duty to do that, is quite helpful, I think.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that and all the work that you're doing. Headcheck.com.au if you want to check out these diagnostic tools. Thank you so much, Vicky.
A pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Vicky.
Have a great Sunday. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call right now with any questions for your health, whether it's something to eat that's going to help you with your symptoms, or perhaps how to move your body. Heinzie is here, of course, as an expert on these things. And Leah is here also as a very, very well experienced pharmacist. So give us a call, 131-873. We'll get to those calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
For products that are safe and gentle on baby's skin as well as on the planet, use EcoStore Baby and Laundry Range. EcoStore Baby Bubble Bath and Body Wash use plant and mineral-based ingredients to cleanse and nurture young skin. And EcoStore's ultra-sensitive laundry products are effective on dirt and stains, but free from chemicals and are fragrance-free. You'll find EcoStore for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bisolvan at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Of course, give us a call with any questions that you have for your health. Hi there, Marianne from Surry Hills.
Oh, hi. Look, I'm 73 and I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. And to try to remedy that, I eat at least three vegetables with my evening meal. And however, I have to convert to eating frozen vegetables because I've got a stove which will light it with a cigarette lighter, and I've got arthritis in my fingers and I can't do that anymore, so I have to put the vegetables in the microwave and it only will take frozen vegetables. Would that be all right if I just ate the frozen ones instead of the fresh ones?
Hi, Marianne. Absolutely not an issue at all. You can use your frozen veggies. It will not impact your symptoms at all. Everything will stay as normal.
And Marianne, I'm really glad you actually brought that up, because when it comes to frozen vegetables or frozen fruit, for example, they can actually be a more cost-effective way to get those nutrients into your diet. But as a general rule with IBS, we want to make sure that we're limiting those processed and refined foods, that we're making sure that we're cooking from scratch, which it sounds like you're doing, and dairy and gluten can also be inflammatories for that situation. So just be mindful, but it sounds like you're doing everything right. You're getting in the kitchen, and as long as you're getting those veggies, you're doing good things for me.
So we don't compromise the nutrients by having frozen.
No, they're snap frozen at the time. They actually have an ability to stay fresher because they're picked, frozen, and once they're defrosted, you're getting them as if they were freshly picked, especially with berries, which don't have a long fridge life when they're fresh. Mm. When you get snapped frozen, they're incredible. They're great.
What I like is you're less likely to be throwing food out.
Yeah. 100%.
So not as much wastage.
Cheaper, cost of living at the moment. If you can get fill your freezer with as many frozen veg as possible, great.
Yeah. Now, Heinzie, I have to say one of the things that I'm trying to stop in our house when someone has a cold is this language, you gave me your cold. It's not, there's lots of germs out there. So let's not be throwing blame around, right?
Yes, yes.
I think, because when people get sick in the family, the whole of us kind of stop.
We share the love.
We do. The thing is, we all live such busy lives these days, but not just the adults in our lives, kids, the kids in our lives. I look at my nieces and nephews, they've got a busier dance card than me, honestly. So we've all got that headspace that we can't afford to be sick, and don't give it to me because it means things like you're not going to be able to do school sports. You miss out on birthday parties. You can't leave the house. And then there's always that concern that when someone is in the house and they're sick, you're like, no, go to your room, vanish, lock the door, put a door snake under the door. Do not let that air out.
So, Luke, how can we best achieve ways to prevent ourselves from getting infections at this time of the year? It's cold, we're staying indoors, what do we do?
Well, beyond locking your loved ones into the spare room at the end of the house,
Banishing them.
Like washing your hands often, don't share food or drink or utensils, and also touching your face, you'd be amazed how often, without even noticing, we actually touch our mouths and our nose. So if you're someone that goes to chatty or catches public transport and you use the handrails and stuff,
scary.
You might be mindful not to instantly start picking with food in your teeth or rubbing your nose. Okay. All that. Yeah, all right.
Good
sorry,
tonight.
It's a bit early. And also plenty of rest and lots of fluids is a massive one.
I know you are the exercise guru, certainly out of the three of us.
Oh, no, you guys would be good.
Does exercise boost immune health?
Yeah, it's a good question. What I say is that if you keep up a busy lifestyle of exercise regularly, it doesn't have to be anything too crazy or intense, but that kind of 60 minutes or less can actually help benefit your immune system. It can help immune cells to perform more effectively. It increases blood flow and it also reduces stress and inflammation. But here's the caveat. If you feel sick and you're starting to feel run down, don't push your body. Don't think, if I go really hard right now, I'll get on top of it. You may actually push yourself adrenally to that fatigue point.
Mm. So when someone in our family, Luke, is sick with cough and cold symptoms, we usually want this dealt with immediately. Is there a fast and effective remedy?
Yeah, coming straight to you. Coming straight to you. You can go to your local pharmacy, look for a formula that has triple benefits against cough, one that offers effective relief for chesty coughs in particular to help clear congestion for chesty coughs. And it comes in a non-drowsy formula with a convenient use every 8 hours or so.
Well, I feel like I need to ask you, Leah, then, as the pharmacist, what are we looking for in these products?
So you're looking for something that will, you know, loosen and clear the phlegm, something to bring it up. You don't want to leave it there because that's when we're likely to get infections.
Yeah.
So I think the most important thing is trying to get that phlegm off the chest. Try get some sleep too and some rest, drink lots of water and boost your immune system either by grabbing some healthy things or going to see your pharmacist about getting a great supplement, but definitely get a liquid to loosen that phlegm.
And it needs to be something the whole family can take.
It has
obviously
to be something that everyone can take, be it in liquid or tablet form, on-the-go form. So find something that ticks all those boxes.
And, of course, go to your health professional if you feel like something is lingering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to just push on through.
Do not push through. We're beyond that.
100%. The minute you think it's lasted that too long or it's changing colour, off to the doctors.
Yes. Always read the label and follow the directions for use as well. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Plus, next up, everything you need to know about wild mushrooms.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help relieve chesty coughs and post-cough embarrassment with Bisolvan Chesty Fort Liquid from Chemist Warehouse. The non-drowsy formula thins and loosens mucus and helps clear stubborn chest congestion with a convenient dosing every 8 hours. Try Bisolvan Chesty Fort Liquid 200ml and for on-the-go relief, try Bisolvan Chesty Fort tablets. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, mushroom poisoning has become a growing problem as people go foraging for them with very little experience and knowledge of what's actually safe to eat and what is not. So joining us on the line is Grace Boxshall, whose field of study at the University of Melbourne is mushrooms. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
How hard is it to tell edible mushrooms apart from poisonous ones?
It can be surprisingly tricky. So there's no one rule to, you know, say whether a mushroom is going to be edible or poisonous. It really comes down to being able to identify the mushroom that you're looking at and then being able to read up on the literature and find out if people have died or become ill after eating it.
Grace, I love a hike. I love a good hike out into the Dandenongs or up into Woodend, and I see a lot of mushrooms, right? And I look at them and I go, oh, am I going to put that in my kind of next risotto or not? Probably won't risk it. How many species are there of mushrooms? And out of those, how many are poisonous?
That is a tricky question. So we are still working out how many mushrooms are present in Australia. So we're estimating between 50 and about 250,000.
Wow.
So quite a lot.
It's a lot.
But so far we have only discovered, let's say, about 12,000 of those.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
That's amazing.
It's a very small percentage. And because we don't know them all, we don't know if they're edible or safe to eat at all.
Well, Grace, hi, Grace. What are the highly poisonous mushrooms? What do they look like and where are they located?
Yeah, so this one depends a bit on how you define highly poisonous. So the ones that are most likely to kill you, for example, will be the death cap. So Amanita phalloides. There's some related Amanitas that are also in Australia, and these ones are native. But we've got a couple of other genera as well that are quite toxic. In terms of identifying death caps, which are the main one to think about, they typically grow under oak trees, although you can occasionally find them under beech trees. They've got white gills, and their cap is sort of pale yellow, olive or green with a sort of a metallic sheen to it. They've got a white stem with a ring around the stem, and they sit in like a cup at, just below the ground.
Grace, I always fascinated that that mushrooms growing out in the wild, how some are poisonous and some aren't. What changes it?
There's a lot of different theories. I guess it's a bit like how some plants are poisonous and some plants aren't. So they all work a little differently based on how they've evolved. But one of the theories is that poisonous mushrooms are protecting their spores before their spores are ready to be shed. Because once a mushroom is mature, it releases spores, and from those spores, new fungi will grow. So they don't want them to be eaten by something before they're ready to be dispersed. Another theory is that it can actually aid in spore dispersal. So once the mushroom is mature, sometimes, you know, if a mushroom can cause gastrointestinal irritation, for example, after eating it, if something comes along and eats the spores or eats the mushroom containing the spores, gets a bit of an upset tummy as it wanders along, might have a little bit of diarrhoea, and they shed the spread the spores then and possibly fertilise them in the process.
Well, that's all very clever on behalf of the mushroom, but for me, I don't like the risk, to be honest. I mean, would your best advice be just don't go mushroom foraging at all, or is there a way of doing it safely if this is, you know, a hobby of yours?
Yeah, well, I would say that there's always going to be an inherent risk with mushroom foraging. So if you want to avoid any risk whatsoever, your best bet is to, you know, remove the human aspect of it and purchase your mushrooms from mushroom growers or from the supermarket. If you are wanting to forage, though, you really need to know what you're doing. So take time, do workshops, apprenticeships, read field guides, join your local fungal studies or field gnats group, and become really, really good at identifying mushrooms. And then when you're out there, be really safe. Stick to what you know. Only consume the mushrooms if you're extremely, extremely confident. Only have small quantities. Cook them if you can. It doesn't always help, but sometimes it does. And just in case something goes wrong, you want to make sure that you've taken lots of photos of everything. And if you can, keep half of each mushroom in the fridge, just in case if something goes wrong and you need to get medical help, you've got photos or even the mushroom so that a mushroom expert or the toxicologist can work out what you've eaten and give you the best treatment.
That's such great advice. I think also it's important to share the Poisons Information Centre hotline, which is 131 126. Of course, just be really safe out there. Thank you so much for that great information, Grace.
You're very, very welcome.
Let's get to a quick call. Hi there, Maria from Fairfield.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning, all. Hi, my name's... I have a problem with losing my hair, and on one side only, on my left side. And I'm just a bit concerned. I'm 74, going to 75, and I was wondering if there's anything that you can suggest that I should use.
Maria, before we would do anything, and because it's only on one side, we would send you off to the doctor first to make sure that everything's where it should be, and they might do a blood test and just check that everything is as it should be. If everything comes back good, there are many things that we can do in pharmacy, from topical preparations that we would use once a day, and we keep them behind the counter with the pharmacist. And we do have some wonderful supplements in the form of silica and biotin that will really help to strengthen things. I know it's not really pharmacy, but even some silk-based turbans on the head when you sleep will also make a difference. But I want to make sure that everything in you is as it should be before we start any of that. So first up, off to the doctors, and then a trip to your local pharmacist.
Oh, all the best with that, Maria. And certainly something that we all are concerned about when it comes to, you know, feeling good about ourselves. It's not something to dismiss. So all the best with that, Maria. Next up, eco-friendly products for your home and baby too.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
For products that are safe and gentle on baby skin as well as on the planet, use EcoStore Baby and Laundry Range. EcoStore Baby Bubble Bath and Bobby Wash use plant and mineral-based ingredients to cleanse and nurture young skin. And EcoStore's ultra-sensitive laundry products are effective on dirt and stains but free from chemicals and are fragrance-free. You'll find EcoStore for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get EcoStore at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, if you are lucky enough to have a baby in your life, you know that their skin is like angels. It's the softest, most beautiful, sensitive, and the smell, oh my gosh, I remember that about babies. But of course, we want to keep our baby's skin clean, moisturized, and irritation free. So today we're going to be talking about skin-friendly products for babies. not just for bath time, but also in our laundries, right? We want to make sure that we're looking after them there. So, Leah, can you tell us about the brand EcoStore? Because I know that it's a wonderful product for safe and gentle skincare and for the planet.
Yep. 30 years ago, in an eco village in New Zealand, EcoStore products were created to be hardworking without using harmful and unnecessary chemicals. EcoStore's objective is to put people's health first and give them the choice to live clean with safer, effective products to care for their family's home and health, as well as being made with respect for the environment. And that's really important.
Leah, as a mum of three boys, how conscious have you been about the impact of chemicals on your children as well as the planet?
Well, as a mum, I'm definitely motivated by the impact that my choices make. I'm careful around how we live, what we eat, wastage, and what products we use. But at the same time, I'm busy, I'm working and being very time poor. You need to be realistic in your choices, and I need solutions that are also convenient to purchase.
But you were really conscious, weren't you? Like the stuff you used on your baby's skin. I understand that EcoStore's baby products, they're made from safe and gentle plant and mineral, but like plant and mineral based ingredients?
Yeah, look, they are. They cleanse and nourish young skin. They've got a natural ingredient called harakekai, which is a New Zealand's answer to our aloe vera, lavender essential oil and organic chamomile.
I think for me, I love that they're dermatologically tested as well for sensitive skin, and I've got sensitive skin, so that keeps me happy. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I love to launder. You could get me into the laundry in any position, and I am so excited to wash, dry, fold. It is amazing. So get me in the laundry any day. Have they got anything for that?
They do. They've got an EcoStore ultra-sensitive laundry products. They're not only perfect to use on baby's clothes, but they're also great for adults as well. They're great on stains and they're gentle on skin and they're great for the environment.
And what we're loving about the environment is, that, of course, that the packaging, Heinzie, you're going to love this. It's great for the planet.
Yeah, so the bottles are made from renewable and recyclable sugarcane plastic, and EcoStore is actually one of the few that are helping to safeguard baby's skin as well as the world they grow up in, because wonder what the world's going to look like in the future.
Absolutely.
We've got to start doing stuff now.
We've got to do something.
Yeah. And Leah, I know that you're in the pharmacy every day. So what's your advice for people wanting to buy products for their baby's sensitive skin or even their own? Because, of course, adults can use this.
Yeah. Stuff. Can we all use it? Because I want baby skin.
No, we can. Everyone is so different. My advice is to always make the time to get to know your pharmacist. Come in and have a chat about what your needs are. And we, the pharmacists, will endeavour to tailor what you need to your own personal situation, whether it's for your baby, for yourself, or what you use in your household.
Or laundry.
Yeah, or laundry. Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
absolutely.
You love to launder.
I love it.
Sensitive and natural.
So we were just talking about mushrooms. We have a question here from Teresa in Geelong. Mm. Hi there, Teresa.
Oh, hi, everybody. When you do buy mushrooms from the shop, some are more dirtier than others. How do you actually prepare them before you cook them, or even if you're eating them raw? I know you're not supposed to wash them because they become sort of waterlogged.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're exactly right. Great question. So mushrooms are very porous. They're like a sponge. So if the mushroom isn't cut yet, you can give it a very light rinse, but I try to advise against it. If you can brush it with a pastry brush or some paper towel, that's a lot better to do it because you're retaining the nutrients and the flavour. But if you desperately have to wash it, it can't be cut. It'll take on all that water. So make sure you're just gentle with it. Pick it away with your fingers and it'll be good to go. And when you can afford to shop locally or organically, you know that they're the soil in there is actually going to be beneficial too. If you get any, you know, bits of micro soil that is well sourced and it's grown organically, that's not an issue either.
Yeah, we're so fearful of germs, but really,
no, it's
soil.
Great. It can be great bacteria for us if it's the right stuff.
I love that. Thank you so much to all of our callers today. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know kids' brains reach 95% peak size by age 6? Yet not every Aussie kid gets enough omega-3 DHA in their diet alone. Nature's Way Kids Smart Bursts DHA 300mg are a fun, tasty way to help support your child's brain development and learning. Nature's Way Kids Smart Bursts DHA 300mg triple strength available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bisolvan at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been a jam-packed show as always. Wonderful to have you both, Luke and Leah. I want to mention, if you want more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today. We're back on your TV screens at midday today. A fantastic story about a new portable device that's being trialled in the US that could reduce symptoms of tinnitus, which is one of our most commonly asked questions, Leah, tinnitus.
It is, and it's just such a hard one to manage because we don't have a lot at the moment, do we? So this is amazing that they've got this new technology coming through. I was saying to Joe earlier, there is a supplement in store. It's a ginkgo biloba-based product. It's certainly not going to cure it, but it may help to turn the volume down just that little bit. So jump on in to your local pharmacy and ask for that product.
Yeah. And Heinzie, we're talking mushrooms on the show today, and on the TV show, you've got a recipe for stuffed mushrooms.
Zoe and I are all about plant-based recipes. My spicy stuffed mushrooms have got you sorted, and they're so easy. Five ingredients. That's all you need.
Five.
Sounds
including
delicious.
Including the mushroom itself.
Yep.
That's right. As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all again next week.